Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So you may have heard that Johannesburg has been officially selected to host the prestigious G20 Summit 2025. And you remember that last week we hosted MMC Kenny Kunene, who was scathing of government, saying, well, you know, I'm expected to make sure that the roads are okay. I have no money. I have no budget. Province is not responding. National departments are not responding, both Treasury as well as Public Works. So he says, well, his hands are tied and he hopes somebody is listening. Well, on the line with us is Creative Catalyst, Josie My Josie. You may know their work. They've been very, very involved in trying to make sure that our city becomes, you know, a better city, so to speak. Safer, cleaner, more vibrant. And they've done a lot of work. It's been a long time, but they really, really have been putting in a lot of effort. They've got a relationship with the province as well as with the city. But you know how these things go. Dawn Robertson is on the line with us. And thank you so much for making time for us, Dawn. And welcome to Point of View.
Thank you for having us again.
Well, it's a big one, right? So we should all be celebrating, but my goodness, stepping out of any street in Johannesburg may give you a bit of stress, may I just say, and whether we will be able to pull it off to host a G20 next year.
So Josie My Josie, we're putting ourselves on steroids and we're really, really gearing up. We've been working on our plans for next year as part of the G20 for the last 3 months already, when we had an inkling of a clue that we might just be the host city. And we're working in a whole range of areas. So, you know, yes, we've got a lot of work to do, but like you said, we've got great working relationships both with the city as well as the province. And with our corporate partners, we believe we can make it happen.
So Dawn, we've spoken to, you know, obviously various leaders, and the common thread is that there's just no money. There's no money in the current fiscus. There's just no more money to do the extra work. Where is this money going to come from?
Well, I think this is how Josie My Josie came about, with corporate stepping up and saying, okay, what are we going to do to kind of fix our city if we can't do it? You know, this Joburg is a city where so many of our corporates have made their money. And they're now stepping up to say, you know, we owe it to Joburg. Josie is our Josie. We love Josie. We want to see it happen. So you saw it happening with the bridge, where APSA has spent millions on restoring the Nelson Mandela Bridge. We're working on 12 other gateways into the city, which various corporates have adopted and are committing, you know, quite a few million each to each one of those. We're also working on, you know, our safety and security campaigns. We're training security marshals at the Maharishi Security Academy, working with Boomacam, putting more cameras in place, solar lights throughout the city. And the new gateway that we've just added is the R21 from the airport, you know, because everybody's going to be landing at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just done a whole assessment on what we need to do to fix the lighting over there. Obviously, we can't put solar lighting on that stretch of road, but we're looking at fixing the lighting, fixing the roads, and also beautifying the spaces, just making us proud of our city once again.
Can we secure, you know, some of your efforts? You know, so we hear it a lot that, you know, somebody came in, intervened, fixed something, and then before you knew it, it was vandalized.
You know, that is true. But one of the things we're trying to build into all our initiatives, so for example, with the restoration of the Nelson Mandela Bridge, there's an ongoing maintenance plan in place as well, funded again by corporates to actually make sure that that does happen. So yes, we do know that one of the biggest challenges in our city in particular is the fact that we never ever have these maintenance plans in place, and we're trying to build it in right from the beginning so that there is sustainability in the work that we're doing.
What could be our quick wins? In other words, what's going to get us excited? Because I think a lot of us feel a little bit of despair. You know what I mean? And so you have the plans. You kind of know where we're going with all of this. Where can we step in? What can we do? You know, what's going to encourage us all?
Well, I think the key thing, and this is kind of becoming a thematic thing that we're using, is make the invisible visible. So there are so many people in Johannesburg, in Joburg, that are doing things in their own small way. And if we could all step up to the plate and we could all do contribute in some small way, we will make a difference.
Yeah.
I think we're so used to sitting back and blaming government and, you know, saying it's government's responsibility. But it's your and my responsibility. We just start in our neighbors, in our communities, around our workplaces. And that's why Jersey My Jersey is a movement. It's a civil society movement of people, of corporates that really, really love Joburg and are willing to step up the plate to make Joburg a better place.
And I mean, are you optimistic?
It just gives us this kind of stimulus and boost to do it.
Are you optimistic, Dawn? I mean, you know, I know that you said you've got a great working relationship. Is it really great, or is it sort of getting, you know, it's trying to find its way?
Like all relationships, it does have its teething problems sometimes. But we've managed to work our way through it, and we've managed to find each other.
Mm.
You know, and we're working on a whole range of projects with the city. The province is a newer partner. With the province in particular, they're really, really assisting with the cleanups of the inner city. So they've launched something called CBD Fridays, where corporates, communities, the city, Jersey My Jersey partners all get involved in spending a Friday morning cleaning different parts of the city.
Mm.
But to make that sustainable, we're also putting in place programs with the community, understanding why is that area so, you know, dirty? What are the challenges that they face? What can you put in place? Because otherwise you just clean and next week it's dirty again.
Yeah.
So we're looking at these sustainable initiatives, understanding, and I think that's where I'm kind of underscoring. It starts with the communities that we're in. And the same thing for the G20. You know, you can't just kind of catapult up to global leaders. You've got to start in communities, understanding what the challenges are in those communities, escalate those up to the next level and so forth. And that's what we're hoping to do as Jersey My Jersey with the G20, is to present position papers that come from the grassroots. Like I said, making the invisible visible.
Well, good on you. We're all behind you. If you need anything, we're right here. But I mean, as you said, you know, all of us can start in our little corner and do our bit there. And let's see.
Yes, Kaya needs to come on board as a partner, you know, and let's start just encouraging people and make a difference, because if we don't do it this time, we've got such a great shot of getting this right.
I think you're absolutely right. We'll make sure that it happens. Thank you very much, Dawn, for making time for us this evening. Thank you. Dawn Robertson is the creative catalyst at Jersey My Jersey.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.